sisters. I'm Libby.
And I'm Katie.
And it is still August. Yeah. August slipped away.
It's still here.
Yeah.
It's still here, y'all. Guy?
Yeah. August is here. And you know what? It's nice.
Good. Yeah. It's nice.
Well, I mean, cooler temperatures.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
We did have like a freaky storm, but.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was fun.
We'll talk about what happened about that later.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
But August is here and I'm here for it.
Are you in your August era?
I don't know what that. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Because you guys put era at the end of it does not make anything fine.
Right. It's kind of like, remember where it was like, that's my moment.
Yeah.
Right now I'm having my
main character moment.
Oh, I'm so tired of that.
Yeah.
Don't bring that up.
I thought we were supposed to think those that had their main character moment were jerks.
Is that right?
I thought so. Because, I mean, doesn't it sound egotistical?
To say that.
For some reason, I had a hard time.
That's
egotistical to say I'm the main character.
I don't really say it.
Oh, no.
I just say vibe a lot.
Oh, it's my vibe. So, I like to say the word aesthetic.
Okay.
That's my thing.
I've noticed I do have to stop myself from saying it's giving something.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that's appropriate to say.
I don't think it's...
But I don't think it's not appropriate to say.
I know a lot of things you say are not appropriate, but I'm not thinking that one is.
I've been told. Not recently. But I do have moments where I'm like, okay.
Well, I only think... So, here's my thing about some of those people that are like, Libby, that's so inappropriate.
Yeah.
Calm down, okay?
Yeah, I could be so worse.
Because when you say something, it's not always I think it's inappropriate.
Yeah.
It's just that it's inappropriate for the moment. Like, I'm just like, not the time.
Not the time, Libby.
Not the time.
Yeah.
Get your mind out of the gutter, people.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
When I say basketballs, come on.
Yeah, that's
come
not
on.
The time.
I'm talking about the basketballs.
Yeah, of course.
Don't think about the last word I said.
Yeah.
And if you are, well then, whose mind is really dirty?
In the gutter.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it is August, and it's nice, and, you know, the summer's on its last leg.
Oh, good. Please don't.
Yeah.
Please stop.
I see a lot of people already posting stuff about Halloween.
Yeah, I do. And it's really triggering. It's triggering me.
Not
so much the Halloween. It's the Christmasers for me.
Christmas-ers?
I've said it once.
The Christmasers.
I'll say it twice.
Yeah.
I love baby Jesus' birth just as much as you. But stop posting how many days there are before Christmas.
Or, yeah, how many Mondays, how many Saturdays.
Oh, stop.
Love it.
Stop.
Please. I'm into, like, getting into the fall aesthetic. I really am. See, there I am with that word again.
Yeah.
But it's just, I need time. I need summer to go away first, and then I'll be okay.
Right.
But I don't want summer to go away.
Mm-mm.
I want to hang in there.
Some of us start work.
I don't want August to slip away like a memory.
That's right.
Tie-tie.
And that's actually August ending.
I know.
Just saying.
But
I don't want to be
August
triggering.
In it. Yeah. And it's close enough for
it's
me.
It's close enough.
I just want to say I was doing it before everybody else
there
got
you
on
go.
The train.
There it is.
I was like, oh, Taylor Swift, August. Let's do it in August.
Yeah.
I know. I feel like this is going to be the episode.
Yeah. Oh, wow. There we go. I see this episode will contain a lot of...
Bloopers.
Bloopers. No, we are not restarting. We can only keep trucking on. You know what I'm saying? There it is! You've done it again!
Every episode, though, is a big blooper.
Oh, well, probably.
If we're being honest.
I'm sure some people think, wow, do you really get paid to do this?
The
answer is, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, sure.
If you share it, we'll get extra. So,
yeah,
maybe start so doing that
start
for
doing
us,
that
please.
For us. But we've been working on our High School Musical play.
We're all in this together. It's that night. It's this time for me.
It's this time.
Yeah.
We've been working on it. Libby is working with the children in the back.
With the chitins.
You want to come see those kids come out there? They're so cute.
Come on. Throw your money. Throw your pennies. Throw your whole car up there. Throw it all.
Okay.
Because they're great. That's how good they are.
They are.
You're going to drive through the building.
Let's don't do that.
No, please don't drive through the building. Joke.
Please park in the spaces.
Yes.
Appropriately. So I'm working with the lights, and everybody's working super, super hard on this play.
Yeah.
I love it, and I also get super nervous.
Yeah. We've had coffee.
Yeah.
Soda.
Yeah, coffee? We went to the new soda box place.
Yeah.
Which has been open, I think, since June.
Not a sponsor, but could be. No,
could be.
Could be.
But we went to the new one. It's in our
area. We can't area. Tell you.
No,
it's in Guyana.
It's next to the 50 million vape stores we have around here. Store. I think it could
but
be.
But I like to say it's next to Little Caesars.
Well, technically it is.
It is right next door.
And then next to that is the
What's
vape store.
Kind of convenient okay. about it?
Is you can go get your pizza and your soda box.
And you get your
box.
Fancy soda. Yeah.
Okay. That's nice. Yeah, I love the little selfie station.
Yeah, there's a selfie station. Lighting's great.
Do you want to go over there and take a selfie? Because I feel like everybody's looking.
Yeah, I saw a little self-ganja.
Right. And then there's like a little, like yeah, remember, 5x5.
We just said that they might be a sponsor for
I'm
us.
I'm not criticizing.
I'm just saying. I feel like you get a little bit of criticism.
I'm not. There's a little 5x5 thing of square for your dog to sit on.
Is there really?
Yeah, it was like your doggy station.
Yeah. Why didn't we bring Jesse?
Because Jesse would never stay on a 5x5 piece of grass. Ever.
You put your dog on there?
Yeah.
I'm not going to like... I'm not going to shame it, but like, what?
Why is I don't know.
What if... But it now, was, you were know, there poopy bags?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But Jesse always gets really nervous when she goes somewhere. So yeah, the she first pees. Thing she does is poop and pee in the space in her space.
Yeah, she's letting out rivers.
Also, she's not gonna stay on that grass. She's gonna be up on a bar stool because that's the kind of dog she is.
And they have a lot of bar stools, not enough tables. No, we will
on there. One table right in the middle. Too. Yeah, one table with two bar stools.
Yeah, and I get it. I get the vibe. Like, they're going for a vibe.
I don't know why, but I got, like, a Saved by the Bell vibe.
Oh, that's lovely.
I don't think we were going for that, but I got it. Like, wow, guys.
Look at us.
I know, Saved by the Bell was before
guys,
me.
You're getting our soda, you know?
It was before my time, so. Yeah. I know everyone's like, oh my gosh, Katie, didn't you know Saved by the Bell? No, I was born in 91, so
yeah,
I don't know
true.
Saved by the Bell, sorry.
Mm-mm.
I know it's a lot of people's favorite.
It's not very good.
No, it's
not.
Oh. Well, then we're not going to get sponsored by them.
No, we're not.
No.
We did. We went there and we got, don't call your ex back.
Yeah, you want to call it don't call your ex.
Don't call your ex. Don't call your ex.
Yeah.
Really good. Dr. Pepper. Yeah. Okay, not a sponsor again.
Peach and vanilla in it.
And cream.
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other drinks had coconut in it. I'm not a coconut fan.
Oh, again, could be a sponsor. Well, my tongue gets, fun fact, I think I'm allergic to coconut flavored things. Not coconut itself, so don't get twisted. Don't get your bananas in the wall.
I don't think they are.
I get, my tongue begins to numb, and I can't taste things for a while.
It tastes like you have little knives on
them. Yeah, and also it inflames.
So here's my thing about a lot of people were like, instead of almond flour, they use coconut flour.
Yeah.
Here was the thing when you
That's
would,
what inflames my tongue.
Yeah, when you would cook
That's
with
what
it.
She said.
It was like the top of my roof of my mouth was just like needles.
Yeah, so my thing about that, I've talked about
like
it before.
Like I was swallowing chalk.
Coconut is a very sensitive...
Yeah. Or nails.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love how you keep going.
Or sand.
Yeah, just keep going. My
no
thing
offense.
About it is...
Wasn't your problem.
Not soda boxes, problem.
No, no.
But... I think the thing about coconut flavoring in general, if you use even a syrup type of thing, flavoring, it can be so overpowering that, for me personally, as someone who is allergic, I'm not like severely allergic, but my tongue goes numb, I don't think it doesn't always need to be used. I know some people are like, I love coconut. Well, then you must enjoy drinking down a whole bottle of suntan lotion. Oh, oil.
Yeah. I remember when someone gave me a LaCroix.
That
was coconut flavored, and I thought I was going to die. Well, first of all, I just want to tell everybody right now.
Do it.
There's
Here
nothing
we go.
About
No
Bogley.
Way. No way. I just want to say, the 40-year-olds that are listening, no
I'm
offense
so sorry.
To you, but you guys drink a lot of LaCroix.
LaCroix and Bubbly. Bubbly?
Whoa, what?
What is the other one? Bubbly?
What did you say? What did you say? Michael Bublé.
Bublé.
No, it's bad. It's bad.
And LaCroix.
Yeah.
They don't taste good.
Yeah, like, guys.
What is it with you guys constantly pushing that? Yeah. Like, it was even in the summer I turned pretty. Yeah. And I was like, that's not good.
That's not also what my age group would be drinking.
No. And I just want to say, like, if you think or to offer me something like that.
Yeah.
I have to really control my facial expressions.
Yeah.
why I'm drinking it.
I'm so glad you do. I don't. Like, I got offered it one time by somebody.
Yeah.
We weren't really close friends with them.
Yeah.
And I literally really destroyed their life because they looked at me and were like, would you like a LaCroix? No.
We knew somebody.
I'm going to throw up.
That their favorite was grapefruit.
Oh, gosh.
And I just want to tell you right now, no way in the point of history of time.
Yes.
Has there ever been a good grapefruit anything?
Uh-uh.
Anything.
Yeah.
It has to be paired with something.
Paired.
That's the bar. Because it is the worst tasting flavor anything.
It ain't good.
And then put it in a LaCroix.
Look.
And it's like.
It's so nasty, y'all. I don't know what's wrong.
So nasty.
I think when you hit that age.
Yeah.
You know, no offense to you guys.
It's got to be. So I'm just going to be honest. And I just want you to prepare yourself. Okay. I'm going to get offense.
Here we go.
Gen X.
Oh, there.
What is it with you guys? Why are you guys the way you are?
Why do you guys like drinking that stuff?
Yeah, let me tell you what. If you want to live a nice and happy life, drink something better.
Yeah.
Like the Walmart brand of waters is so much better.
Or just drink water.
Target brand of waters, so much better.
Yeah.
Not their brand of the LaCroix. That's the off brand.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, no. They have like their own waters and they are flavored and they are good. Or packets into your water.
Do the packets.
Yeah.
Sometimes they make you go poopy.
I don't know about
just
that.
Me?
Okay. We can't guarantee that.
we can't guarantee that's going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah. No, we can't guarantee that's going
to
happen.
All I had to say, we went to the soda box.
And we enjoyed it.
10 out of 10. We'll go back.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, if you get a large, it's worth the $3 and something.
Or
$4? I don't remember.
No, it wasn't $4.
It was $3.
I'm not sure what it was.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I had to do the math.
It was just adrenaline for us.
It was so good.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. So we strongly recommend. I know there's one in Apex.
Yep.
I guess there's one in Carrie.
Not a sponsor.
No.
Let's be careful here.
Yeah, Carrie and Apex.
But they could sponsor us.
But, I mean, you're not going to hurt yourself going, so.
No.
I mean, as long as you don't go into the vape store. We don't promote that.
We don't promote vape.
No.
But we do promote, we don't promote.
Little Caesars.
Little Caesars. We love Little Caesars.
Yeah, it's always fun.
It's a classy pizza.
It's a good place. Well, I'm sure there are people that think it's not classy.
Well, they're not very nice.
But you know
they're drinking LaCroix.
That's right.
We know somebody who called it.
The crotch. That's what they
called
it.
That's all we're going to say about
that. That's what they called it. Not us.
Not us.
We didn't.
This person.
Called it that.
He called it.
He was a Gen Xer.
Yeah,
I think he was.
We don't really know. We don't really know people's ages.
Geriactor.
What? No. I'm going to stop you right there. You know?
Millennial. That's what I was going to say.
You know, he's not a millennial.
One of those millennials that aren't a millennial that are really a Gen X, but they claim to be a late millennial.
Yeah. You know what those are called?
Which are better known? Gen X.
Yeah. Do you know what those are called?
Losers.
Liars.
Okay.
Forget that crap.
I'm just kidding. He wasn't.
He's not. He's still alive. You said he wasn't. He's still alive. Lee's going strong. I don't know. I think he's doing great.
All that to be said, let's come to our topic of today, which is
yes,
we get ourselves into.
What? We just walk right into them.
Yeah, we have found ourselves into some spotty situations.
Yeah.
We don't know how we got into them.
Yeah, we
I know that seems shocking to you.
What? If we had a button right now, I wish I had a button.
Yeah.
And I wish it said, what?
What?
But I want to do the recordings.
Okay.
I want to do the songs.
I don't want to do that.
I'm not
going to do it.
Okay.
So,
no.
You're just going to have to do
it. We just put it in the blender.
Every time.
With, like, getting Harry Styles on here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. We'll put that on the list.
Put it on the list.
So I know it seems shocking, but we get ourselves into some things that,
we didn't ask for.
We didn't ask for.
But it happens.
I'll go with my story first.
Yeah!
And you go with yours.
Yes.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start with a summer camp story, because that's always the best.
That's good!
And it fits the vibe.
Yeah, and I just want to know, Katie, were you a teenager?
I was. Well, I wasn't a teenager, was I? I don't know, I was like 19 or 20.
Yeah.
And I made the mistake of going back to camp for a second time. Why I did that to this day, I don't know.
Oh.
The first time wasn't great, and the second time was so much worse. Here's the thing about going to camp.
Yeah.
I don't know why we do it. I don't know why we put ourselves through these things.
Oh, okay.
We all go, and it was a church camp, too. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, Katie, that's so fun.
It's where Jesus still intervened.
It's really not.
Yeah.
To go away for a week and sleep in bunk beds and shower in a place that has 3 showers and 3 stalls for a cabin that has 10
people. Now, to be honest, this is not our recent church.
No. This is when I went as a teenager.
Yeah.
Well, so, teenager and early adult.
Yes. Our church that we go to now has a fantastic campground, but I don't...
Oh, and much more showers.
Way more, yeah. And the showers way more covered.
Yeah, but this one in particular was not. 3 showers, 3 stalls for a cabin full of 10 girls. What? I don't know why.
Yes.
To sit through stories of phallic symbols drawn on the,
phallic. That is such a lovely word.
That was drawn on the children's play equipment. We sat through a meeting about that.
Oh, yeah.
To have some of the worst stories come out of.
Yeah.
I worked in what was called the snackery. Cannery? I don't know. It was a place
the snackery. Yeah. I'm going to leave it.
And the food was so bad at this camp.
Yes.
Okay? That... nobody ate, and they all came to where the snacks were, because we had cheeseburgers and hot dogs, and they were delicious.
Did you pay for them, or no?
Yeah, you paid for them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that was after you've already paid to be at the camp and have
this lovely
terrible cafeteria food.
Yeah.
And so, you would come, and I was the icy girl? I don't know.
Icy girl.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what I was doing.
Cold to the touch.
Yeah.
Cold to the taste.
I love Icy's.
No. Cold to the touch.
Let's go with the touch, please. Let's don't go with either. Okay? And so I did that, and it was okay. The only other person in there from this church was another guy.
Uh-oh.
Okay? And I did not care for him.
Okay, yeah.
At all.
It wasn't like, you know, in the movies where it's like,
no,
we have a summer job together.
We never spoke to each other. Well, let me rephrase that. I never spoke to him except for absolutely necessary.
Yeah.
And there was one time in a week.
Yeah.
We had the same break spot.
Yeah.
And he walked out with me and he went to ask me what I was doing for the rest of the break.
Yeah.
I was already across the driveway saying, see you later. As I walked in.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there. We also had our assistant pastor at the time come in and ask if we needed anything. Are we okay? You need any cash?
Yeah.
And I was always like, no. I've got everything covered. And he would always ask for something from him, which was kind of irritating for me.
I could see that.
Because it was just kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
And that was the only interaction we had with each other.
That's
okay?
Good.
For the next... 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
2 months, he followed me around the church constantly asking, what was I doing this week?
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, well, you know, did you ever... I would also walk away. So I never understood what he was saying because I was walking away.
You're walking away.
And then, out of nowhere, he comes up to me and he says, you know, I'm taking classes at Wake Tech. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could drive by your house. No.
No.
I said...
Whoa!
Yeah, and I said, I'm gonna stop you there, dude.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, here we go.
No. Never. Ever. No offense.
No offense.
But this isn't happening at all. And I said, so it's a no for me.
It's a no, bro.
I don't need anyone to pick me up.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. He continues on.
Yeah.
Constantly asking.
Yeah.
And I again... I had to get really harsh in my words. Did it stop there? No.
Mm.
He got his mom to confront our dad.
Yeah.
About it. And our dad had to tell her because she said, I was really being really hard to get along with.
Oh.
And he was really confused by my mixed messages.
What?
Yeah. If you know me.
Yeah.
I don't send a lot of mixed signals.
No.
Other than... don't talk to me, and don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Or if I like you, I'll talk to you.
Yeah.
But she told him I was sending a lot of mixed signals.
Right.
And I was like, And Dad said, I don't think she's sending any mixed signals. She said no.
Yeah.
And it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
So he needs to move on.
Yeah.
And no
means no. Oh!
And, you know, I sat there, and remember, I was only like 20 years old.
Yeah.
And I really thought to myself, how did I get myself in this situation? And if you know me, I'm an overthinker, and I plot out everything I've done.
Yeah.
And I'm not a person to send mixed signals to anybody.
No.
So I just was like, I don't know where I gave him the inclination at all that I cared anything about him other than we came from the same church and we were in the cannery and we never spoke other than casual nods. I don't even know if I nodded. Mm-hmm. I don't even know that I even acknowledge he existed.
If you existed. There you go.
Not in a harsh way.
Right.
In an I'm working way.
Yeah.
And where that got confused is I liked him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I just want to be real with you. I'm not going to ever get in a car with a dude that I don't like. Ever.
Yeah.
Like, in any way possible. Unless, like, we weren't even friends, let alone could there have ever been.
I was
going to
say, you didn't really even.
No.
No.
If we're friends, that's okay.
Yeah.
But we weren't friends at all.
Right.
And so, don't know how I got myself in that situation, but it goes back into that, you just always get that kind.
You always get that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
You don't want to have that guy, but you get that guy.
Yeah. That happened to me. And I, to this day,
yeah,
don't know what I did wrong.
We still see that guy.
Yeah, and I still act like I don't know him. Because I get real quick, oh, you can never be nice. There's just always that guy that you just can never be nice to.
Yeah,
because he reads the wrong signals immediately.
Yeah, he's not good at reading
like,
the room.
When I say, oh, hi, or, you know, head nod. You can't mm-hmm. see that on the podcast.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, head nod.
But I see it.
Yeah. A head nod, mm-hmm. that it's just like, more? No, it's not.
It's not. It
For
means
me,
nothing.
It's really nothing at all. I head nod to anybody.
Right.
In the grocery store.
Yeah.
Means nothing.
Nothing.
Don't
you
know
don't love that guy?
Don't,
in
no.
the groceries with the grapes?
But you know what? He's putting out the produce.
Putting
and I'm
it
like,
out.
Way to go, dude.
Good on you, brother.
Keep working.
Good
great.
Job, Brian.
But that's it, Brian.
Yeah.
That's it.
No further, Brian.
Yeah.
You just stay here at Lidl, Brian.
Yeah, at Lidl.
Or at Target,
that
Brian.
Is excellent. Oh, yeah, Target, Brian. Don't forget about Target, Brian.
We love Target.
You
Brian.
Keep working good. But don't think I head nodded you into the.
Lover.
Yeah. No.
Lover, Brian.
No.
No.
Yeah. In fact, if I like you, I probably won't ever speak to the dude.
That's not true.
No.
That's not correct. Is it, Gagey?
No, it's not
no.
true. I don't know how I got myself in that situation, but
wow.
if you've had that battle.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Haven't we all?
We all have had that battle.
We've all been down that rope.
Hi, Barbie.
Well, that was good.
You're
That's
welcome.
A good kickoff.
Yeah, you're welcome.
My turn. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You're really nervous about this story.
I am nervous.
Because this wound's a little bit fresh, isn't it? It's not really fresh.
No, it's not
it's
fresh.
It's got a scab on it.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, but sometimes people
want
to...
What a word picture.
But some people want to rip that scab off. You know those
yeah,
kids?
Yeah.
I was that kid.
Yeah. Okay.
Whoops.
Not therapy, though.
But, yes, so I have a lot of scenarios. I got a
You
lot.
Are the type of person that gets yourself into situations and we don't know how that
I
happened.
Don't know how I did that.
Yeah.
And I've told plenty on the podcast.
Yeah.
But I thought, you know
the
what?
The podcast is one big...
I don't know how I did that.
Yeah.
How I got myself in that.
Yeah.
My life is like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, so mine is way more recent.
Okay.
Mine is, you know, cause I'm in my 20s now.
Yeah.
I have, a lot of groups that I go to and things like that. And I have a particular group I go to. And so with this being said, I got Katie involved in this group with me and you're more of like a, you know, you're a supporter. You know?
I
also have.
I'm
really
there to cheer you on.
Yes. I love it when you tell these people, you're like, I'm here for men.
I am.
Physical.
Everyone
support.
Should have mental support.
Mental
I do believe
support.
That. I'm also there. I kind of feel like a bodyguard sometimes.
That's, yeah.
Like, I really should have probably been a bodyguard.
Mm.
But like a ninja type.
Yeah, because you're 5'4". Because
I'm too short to really do anything.
Yeah.
But I'm so mean.
Yes.
With my words.
Well, yes. And they hurt like daggers. And with this being said, this group in particular, you know, we have adults that are leaders of us.
Yeah.
And, you know, these adults, you know, sometimes they can't be there because they are a married couple and sometimes they get sick and that's okay. It's completely understandable. Or they're just busy because they got children.
Yeah.
Us people who are my age, we do not. So what better to do with your time than suck up power? You know, it's just great. Well, with that being said, Katie and I'm very invested in this group. I love this group. It's one of my favorites. And I also, when I love something, I will do it as much as I can.
Yeah.
And I despise when somebody tries to ruin it. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely one of those things that we're just like, I don't know, not protective over, per right. se. Right.
And for me, what I usually do if someone is trying to ruin something that I love, I tend to shut down.
You do. You have a tendency to shut down completely.
And I'll throw the card of, I'm just not going to come in.
Yeah, I loved it when this scenario happened, that mm-hmm. after it was over with,
yeah.
that was like one of the first things you said, I'm not coming back.
Yes.
And I was like, whoa.
But I do that a lot. Something like this happens.
Let's calm down here.
Whoa! Yeah. And so, with that being said, there was this one particular night that me and you
particular
night for this group that we
it
all...
It wasn't being supervised properly.
No, by adults, and I mean real ones. Because really, truthfully, when you hit my age, you're in this awkward phase of like, oh, you need to be adult. But then you're also told in the other year of like, oh, well, you're not really old enough to do that.
Right, like you're not always, like they don't want you to mix with other older ones.
Right.
But, you know, have you ever had the feeling of like the inmates are running the asylum?
And have you ever got the feeling that you want to go, but you gotta stay. Go. Just go. Yeah. Always go. And in my gut, I kind of felt like this night was kind of not needed, but needed at the same time, but it wasn't canceled. So we all were texting in our little group thing, and our leaders were saying, oh, we're sick, we can't make it, we don't feel good. Okay, well, then I was like, you know what, it's probably gonna be canceled, Candy. We're sitting at lunch, and one of the people in there say, hey, come over to my house. Okay, well, this just got interesting. Well, a lot of people are saying, okay, well, I'll come. Where is it at? Address, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. You know, normal things that normally happen when things happen like this. And little did you and I know.
Yeah, that it was
not going to be what we thought. Now, in my gut, and I should have gone with my gut.
Yeah.
It kept saying, don't go. If you go, something bad's going to happen. It probably was the Lord.
Again? Probably.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, how just something just is off.
Yeah.
And no one wants to call it off.
Because they want
to have a good time.
Right. And, you know, I just, I didn't want to do it. And it was our last one for the summer, kind of.
Yeah.
Well, till our leader could come back after being gone for a while. Well, so with that being said, you and I go.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I just want to go. I want to be in the group.
But there's nothing wrong with it.
And so me and you go, we fell a little off, but it's getting better. We're getting good. Our hostess, they were getting together. And so with that being said, you know, things are going. You know, we're talking to our friends, and then it's our discussion points. We go to discussion points because we have what we do, a devotional. Well, so it's not our usual devotional, which is fine. You know, you got other things. The Bible's very big.
Yeah.
And you and I are sitting there, and things are, they're rocky, but I'm thinking, oh, it's fine, Katie. We've gotten ourselves involved in this. We're going to ride it out.
Yeah.
That doesn't go the way we thought it was going to go. And so it gets a little awkward because everybody's tense because, you know, we're not usually on the schedule. And then we get on to other discussion points like, well, guys, what else do you guys want to see? Mind you, these are not our usual leaders.
Yeah.
And we need to also be respectful. If you're in a group and you have a leader, okay, or leaders
that have opened themselves in their
home, or, you know, maybe their business area,
that the first thing we shouldn't do is probably tear them apart.
Right.
On one occasion.
When you're sitting here and you love your leaders, or you just respect them a ton, and people are ripping them apart for no reason, and they're not there to defend themselves.
Yeah, it got ugly real quick.
Real quick. And then not only do they tear the leaders that aren't there, they're destroying also us around us.
Yeah.
Belittling, being mean, bullyish, and mind you, we're adults, supposedly.
Yeah, but the bullying comes out real quick. You guys.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Your generation, they just love to bully. It's funny because you guys are kind of the anti-bully, like Gen Z. Like the whole thing was anti-bully.
Harmony and love.
Yeah, and yet lies. You guys turn to bullying so quickly.
Much.
And it's alarming.
Now, mind you, while this is going on, I myself am terrible in these scenarios.
Yeah, I mean,
because I was already tense. I had already done a lot in the morning that day.
Yeah.
And one of the girls that we're friends with, she had to leave early.
Yeah.
Because her allergies were kicking in. And I looked at you and I was like, ooh, Katie, I think we should go.
Yeah.
But we didn't, because, you know, I think it would be fine.
Yeah.
And so, with this being said, it's kind of ended. We usually do games, but I kind of thought we weren't going to do games.
Yeah.
But, boy, did we do some games. Yeah. The suggested game was Would You Rather. Now, you might be sitting there being like, Libby, that's not that bad of a game. Well, it is, because Would You Rather turns into a lot of mean things.
Well, and also the ones that have suggested it are the type that do.
Right.
The really mean ones. And there was already a thing about, oh boy, you know I go somewhere and somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, let's play it. And I was like, no.
No.
And I don't want to be, you know, because I do have a tendency.
Well, and you felt like that.
To talk. Right. You know, your age of people.
Like,
in general.
Children.
I've been told I talk to everybody sometimes like their children.
Okay, sure.
And I do. Mm-hmm. So I was really trying to bite my tongue and not be the squisher of joy.
Right. I was word vomiting.
Yeah, you were.
Now, I also said to our hostess, I said, I don't think that's appropriate. Because the words I'm hearing is, you know, like, oh, you know, I go to da-da-da. And then I'm also hearing, oh, well, great, I know what to say.
Yeah.
And you're hearing this.
Yeah.
And mind you, in this scenario.
Well, we've been at several things, too, where the games went a wire real quick.
Real quick. Because you're going to say, would you rather kiss somebody? Would you rather be with somebody?
It's just not an appropriate game. Mm-mm. We've played a few games similar to that when it was outside, of course, an atmosphere. And it was a group of people your age.
Uh-huh.
And I have kind of had to squash it because some people's feelings got hurt.
Yeah.
And I know you guys are older, but when we've been in those scenarios, someone's feelings really got hurt and they were like really upset.
Right.
And I think that just is what happens when you don't have the proper adult
guidance
to guide you.
And I think also, you know, you have to remember, this is my age group, and we've just come out of being teenagers, by the way.
Yeah.
And we can say, oh, no, I'm an adult. I can control the scenario. Once it gets started, it's a domino effect. It just keeps going.
Yeah.
And then it hits feelings, and then it hurts everybody.
And then the game that did end up getting played went awry, too.
Real quick. And during this game, you and I realized.
Oh, there was some.
We need to leave.
Yeah, there was some really bad things said about, like, the game that we played that. It just, there were some bad things said about some things, and it just, it went awry real quick.
And it made me and you feel, well, one, when I get stressed like this,
I get uncomfortable,
I get kind of angry,
yeah.
I shut down real quick, because I'll just stop talking.
Yeah.
And also, I begin to get angry at people who I wasn't angry at, but now you've said something that made me angry, because I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
And
I was really shocked by everyone's behavior at that thing.
Yeah.
And I know later on it wasn't portrayed like it was a big deal at all and that it was super great, but it wasn't.
Mm-mm.
No.
And also,
it wasn't at all.
When you feel uncomfortable, and if you're hosting a party or you're hosting a gathering or you're doing anything like that, you need to, one, be respectful of the leaders that were before you.
Yeah.
Okay? And that are still in charge of it, by the way. And also, you need to be respectful to your guests. Like, you've invited everybody, and you need to be able to mingle and be nice. That's just all I'm going to say.
I feel like choose
and plan your games ahead of time.
Yeah, okay? Always. Yeah, and we've learned that from also having many hosting events.
And also, you need to realize, either you're the leader, because it's your house, or you're going to give it to somebody else.
Yeah.
And if you give it to them, you need to realize, oh, well, they are already power hungry.
Yeah.
So,
I think the thing about it, too, is especially of what we've learned, is just the factor of, you know, when you host an event thing, you kind of have to have everybody, even if you have people you really like or you like people more than the other
one. Yeah.
It really doesn't matter. When you're hosting an event, everyone needs to kind of be on an equal playing ground.
Yep.
And you kind of need to socialize with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I just learned that from, like, you know, parties and events and things that we've been a part of, and we've done things with our aunt and our mom has hosted several type of parties.
Yeah.
And that's just part of hosting in general.
It is. Yeah.
And it's something that I get that a lot of people don't know about.
No, and we're in a small group too. So in the same ground, that's kind of, you know, how you need to look at it too, is everybody's level. We're all kind of just here to have good time. Good time. And for me personally, I went home, and I'm going to be brutally honest right now.
Mm.
I cried because I was so upset
Yeah.
because my next card to play was, I don't know how I got myself in that scenario.
Yeah.
I don't want it to happen again. I'm never going to feel that way again.
Yeah.
And also, I'm not going to go to that.
Yeah, teenage Libby.
Came out so much. During that time, that is all I thought to you. And that's kind of all I said to the drive home.
Yeah.
Was, one, I don't know why we got ourselves. I should have just said, we're not going.
Yeah.
And that, you live and you learn. And,
and that's part of growing up.
Right?
I mean, if you can ever say that I got myself in this scenario, that's just part of growing up.
Yeah.
And also getting yourself out is what's good, too.
Yep, because you got to evacuate as fast as it happens. But that's mine.
Yeah.
Dancing around it, you know?
Yeah, love it. Love it.
Are you uncomfortable already?
I'm comfortable.
I'm comfortable.
So, with our book club, which, you know, we're going to talk about a little bit of. We've had several events happen at the book club.
We've had a lot.
Wasn't really our, like, it wasn't any of the girls from the book club, because our girls in the book club are the best.
Yeah, bravo to them.
But with our recent book club, we had a very first meeting. For my cousin Rachel. And our very first one, and there was a lady, and we met at McDonald's.
Yes.
That's our usual
Won't
spot.
Disclose which one.
No. Don't want you coming in.
Didn't come.
But we met, and there was a lady, and she had a little girl.
Uh-huh.
And the little girl kept screaming her head off in the McDonald's. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And we were just looking, and we're like, okay. And we keep talking amongst ourselves at the big table. And she literally yanks the little girl's arm and drags her to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And slams the bathroom door open.
Yeah.
And, you know, for a moment there, I thought, does someone need to call child services?
Because really and truthfully, she was going to tag her in her finger.
I don't know what she was going to do.
We don't really know.
It seemed more violent than it needed to be.
Yeah, I agree.
And... you know, a few minutes go and, you know, we're back to talking,
we're just talking
at the table.
Yeah.
She comes back out and the little girl has stopped crying.
She's just sobbing.
Yeah, just sobs.
Silent sobs.
And she sits back at the table and the fellow working at McDonald's, he comes over, brings something else she didn't get. Mm-hmm. And she just starts cussing.
Yeah,
immediately
nasty cussing.
Loud. Like, really bad words at the top of her lungs. Mm-hmm. Cussing.
Yeah.
And we're just like, okay.
That's
coming. And she's gotten all of our attention now.
Everybody in the restaurant was staring at her. Even the workers came out to see.
And the manager comes out and she says, you need to get out of my restaurant immediately.
Yes.
Immediately.
Yeah.
And she starts cussing her out.
Yeah.
Immediately, just a lot of profanity words coming out. And I'm just like, we're going to need to call the police.
Yeah.
And we've called the police before.
Yeah, we always let people know that.
And with book club, we've called the police before. We have had several incidents.
We've had a saucy book club. And not in the way you're thinking.
Not in the way of anything we read or...
Nope.
Of us.
No.
But she starts cussing her out. And before she leaves...
Yep.
She looks at the manager, who's kind of turned and left. Mm-hmm. And we're all staring at her, because, you know, we're all ready.
She's going to say one more thing.
And she calls her, well, whatever to you, Betty Lou.
What?
And I was like, what? And then, of course, an F word left afterwards.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't help but think for a moment, why did she just call her Betty Lou? And you know what? If you know, please tell us. Mm-hmm. Because I looked up what did Betty Lou mean.
Yes.
And I only got three results.
Yes, please tell.
The Muppet from Sesame Street.
Which is who you
Betty
thought.
Betty Lou, which is who I thought of immediately.
Right.
Because I really liked Betty Lou when I was a kid on Sesame Street.
Yes.
Also, a killer, an axe murderer in Texas. You know, there was a lot of axe murderers in Texas.
Yeah, I know.
Must be in the water. Ew. But her name was Betty Lou.
Yeah.
And then there was an actress.
Betty Lou. We know that.
So I don't know what three she meant.
Yeah, I'm going to assume maybe the axe murderer.
But
then, because that's like,
but
whoa.
Then she would come for her. So I'm going to go with the Muppet.
Really?
Yeah, because I guess she thought that was silly.
Silly goose.
I don't know.
I just felt like when she
said
it.
Well, the F word left afterwards.
Yeah, it
was
so anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Like, I thought, oh my gosh, she about to say it. And then.
Oh, Betty Lou. And then the F word left afterwards. And I just want to say, two of our girls from the book club then came in, and they were just standing there. Like, what is happening?
Yeah, we were like.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We just know that she got really mad because the. Food. She was mad there wasn't a playground. There hasn't been a playground
at our
at that McDonald's for
also she claimed
decade almost.
She claimed that the dude who gave her her food
kept tossing on the table.
Yeah.
He did toss the one last bag.
Well, that's because she was yelling at him.
But she said he was tossing it, so he tossed it.
He was giving her what she wanted.
Yeah, let's don't be unkind to McDonald's people all the time. Because they make our food.
Yeah,
and they might leave
a little loose.
Like we used to hang out with someone that literally threw off a McDonald's workers.
That is so rude,
and that would make me uncomfortable.
We know someone who used to work there, and she's doing great now.
Yeah, and I would go up there and literally say, "I don't really know that person,
right?
Because I don't spend my food, please.
Yeah,
I get spend her food.
Spend her food, not ours.
Not ours. I think you're doing great.
You're doing great. I don't like it when somebody is mean to a McDonald's worker. It makes me so severely uncomfortable because then when I understand being annoyed, and when they're being rude to you, genuinely, because you haven't been rude to them first.
Yeah. Don't
that is rude.
Yeah.
But when you are being rude to a worker who's been there since the morning, and also not only that, you're yelling at them for no reason.
Yeah.
Maybe look at yourself in the mirror and say,
think about it.
I'm the Betty Lou.
I'm the Betty Lou.
I am her.
Yeah.
She is me. Me is her.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't be Betty Lou. Is that what we're going to
Betty Lou.
Don't be Betty Lou.
Right.
But do be Betty Lou. Betty Lou on Sesame Street was really nice.
Pick your Betty Lou. Do you want to be the axe murderer? Or
do you want to be Sesame Street?
Do you
want to
be Sesame Street?
Yeah.
Pick it. Or do you want to be the actress?
I don't know. I don't know very much about the actress, so I'm going to go with the Sesame Street one. Don't be the axe murderer.
Don't be the axe. Be the Muppet.
Be the Muppet. Or the puppet. Because they're not Muppets. I don't know. I don't make the rules.
Not a sponsor, by the
not
way.
Not a sponsor.
Betty Lou? Don't know who. You know? Betty Lou who?
Oh, well, all that to be said. Mm-hmm. Libby, do you have another story for us?
I do not.
All right.
I mean, I have 50 million, but I think I'm going to save some
of mine. I'm sure that's for another podcast.
That is for another podcast episode.
But that leads us a book club story into the end of our book club. That's right. We wrapped up another season of our book club for the summer.
Yeah.
There's only one last book.
Yeah.
So if you would like to join our book club, you're...
Oh, open it up. Open the door, Katie.
You're free to message us. We are entering parties.
And hey, just so you know.
Yeah.
If you want to join our book club.
Yeah.
We have a great time.
Yeah, we do.
But we do like it if when you join, you actually want to join because of the book club.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, not to just snoop on our
messages. Just saying.
But we have wrapped up My Cousin Rachel, which was our summer read, which is done by Daphne Demure.
Daphne Demure.
Do you not love that name? Like, when she was born.
I never say it.
Oh.
For that very reason.
When she was born, and her mom was like, I'm going to name you Daphne
Demure. Well, that's her last name, right?
Yeah. Well, she can have
it. I do like
the name
Daphne.
But her name was clearly not Sally Demure.
Oh, or Betty
Demure. Betty Lou Demure.
Yeah.
No. Ooh. Daphne Demure. Like, that mom was thinking...
High class.
High class.
She's going to put her pinky up when she drinks
her tea
in the mirror.
Absolutely.
I also love the name Daphne. Have you ever met anybody, like, named Daphne?
Actually, no, not that I know of.
She's very posh.
So I really... I was hesitant about picking a book done by her.
Because she's a little bit saucy.
Well, not really. I don't think she's. Not by today's standards.
Oh.
But one of my most favorite books.
Yes.
Is Rebecca.
Yeah!
So I absolutely, and I know I've talked about it before on the podcast. Like,
yes.
I absolutely love the book.
Mm-hmm.
Done by Daphne Demure, and there is a movie done by Alfred Hitchcock, which is so good.
And a movie with Cinderella.
Yeah,
and
Armie Hammer.
Beds and Mad Blood.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. Not as good. You want to go to the Alfred Hitchcock?
He kisses her armpit in that movie.
In the...
Fun fact.
What?
Yeah.
In the one with Cinderella?
Mm-hmm.
And Armie Hammer?
Yeah.
When?
I can't tell you.
I don't remember.
It's been a
that.
Little while.
Whoa, okay. I don't remember.
And that's
them.
When I knew?
He's a cannibal.
Oh, boy, sure.
We don't really know if he ate anybody, though.
We talked about eating people.
Yeah, so I'm going to assume you have experience.
That's for another podcast.
Yeah.
But I picked...
Cannibals! Yeah, great.
My Cousin Rachel, which is a book that was published in 1951.
We were not alive.
No, we were not.
Neither were our parents. No.
But so this book was printed in 1951, but the story actually takes place earlier than that.
In the 1800s.
It's a time period one. Mm-hmm. And I picked this because I had heard a lot of book clubs had, and they didn't agree on the ending.
It said that even some, like, literally had to...
Fight. Which ours did not, of course.
No. They were like, we were pulling hair. We were breaking teeth.
Yes.
We were busting up!
Which, for our book club, would not be shocking.
No.
But we ended at Panera, so you can't do that at Panera.
No, you gotta be classy.
You gotta be classy.
You gotta get your bread and your paninis.
Yeah, I changed it up, because, you know, I don't know what you were saying.
Paninis.
We were going to have...
That's what I said! It's not like I said panties. I said paninis. Don't get it twisted.
Okay. Don't get your panties twisted. It was paninis.
It was paninis.
Bananas. We were going to... And I need you to stop.
That's so fun.
We were going to meet at our
We were going to.
But there was bad weather, of course.
Yes.
So we ended at Panera.
Yes.
So you could get your paninis.
Paninis. They have...
We don't have.
They do not have... They do have paninis.
Well, we don't ever get them.
No, we don't. We watch other people eat them. Not that sounds weird. But sometimes there are families that get those pizzas, and I'm like, that sounds fun. But then I think, what is it?
We just get the same thing every time.
Yeah, I love that.
Anyway.
I'm a person of natural nature. I like to eat what I usually have.
I don't know what that means.
And then I like to have my normal bowel movement. Because let me tell you something.
I would stop you right there. Anyway, so we started flying.
Yes.
Because I loved the idea that we would all come to different conclusions of this book.
Yeah.
And we're going to get into light spoilers of this book.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Light spoilers.
Okay.
So my cousin Rachel starts off with a boy named Philip.
Philip!
Who is like... in his early 20s. He's about 23, 24, 25
mm-hmm.
when he is in the beginning of this book.
Yes.
And he's being raised by his godfather. I don't know his cousin. Is Ambrose his cousin?
Ambrose is... I'm not going to answer that. And I read the book.
Yeah.
I read the book. So don't get it twisted. Okay? Ambrose is his cousin.
Well, he's looking after him because Philip's parents are dead.
Yup.
Didn't understand what
Get his door now.
Didn't understand what they died from, but they died. Was it a carriage accident? I don't know.
Probably.
You know, it was a car. It's a car accident usually for modern day orphans in books, so it must have been a carriage accident.
Oh, wow.
It happened a lot
of
them.
Yeah. People just fall out of the carriage.
I don't remember if it was mentioned in the book.
Okay.
So we start off with that, and these are like manly men.
Yeah, like I eat and then I watch a woman eat.
What?
You know?
I was thinking more of like I put my boots on the furniture.
Boots on the furniture. Yep, that was a choice and you said it. These are also the type of men that they like always discuss other people.
Yeah.
That is rude.
Gossip.
They gossip about other people. That's just straight up rude.
That's actually very...
Ambrose is a bit of an...
jerk.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Ambrose is a bit of a bruise. I don't know. Something the opposite of Ambrose.
I don't know where you're going with it.
Rhyme it.
But suddenly Ambrose is leaving about the beginning of the story.
Yeah.
And he's going to Italy.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, travel
back then took months. I just want to say.
Yeah, and let me tell you, he didn't get a personality transplant.
No, he was
He's the same.
And he's like in his 60s,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking.
Yes, he is.
And, you know, he's never been married because, you know, women are the worst. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
I just saw the Barbie movie. You know?
Yeah, and I'm super triggered by it.
I'm joking.
And women are the worst. Blah, 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 blah. Ambrose is that guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's that guy.
He's the guy you want to punch.
Yeah.
Like, you're punching him so many times, and you can't wait to do it one more time. Then when you stop, you want to do it again.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he sets off, and Philip is on his own. You're like, okay.
Philip!
Great. And he sends a letter, Ambrose does, to Philip, and he's met a woman.
He has. His cousin, Rachel.
Well, distant cousin.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Downton Abbey.
Yep.
Okay? It's like Don't Mary and Matthew.
Don't think incest. Think interest.
Okay.
Interest. Not undress.
No.
Indress.
What? Okay.
Interest.
Yes.
It rhymes.
Dads. And so, Ambrose is like, oh, I've met this great woman. And I was like, dude, you changed your tune real quick.
Dude.
And so, Philip is like, how dare you?
How dare you love a woman? You know?
I don't think it was like that.
No, it wasn't like that. Don't get it twisted. Again, your mind's in the gutter. I was thinking of he was...
It's just the way you word things sometimes. Right.
Well, you see how this is. Philip was like, whoa, bro.
I thought we were living the bachelor life.
We were living the bachelor life. We had woman after woman.
I don't think
you think you want another woman? You think you can just go off and do that?
Do you think there were womanizers?
Yeah. Womanizer.
I don't think so.
I don't think Ambrose was really that good looking. I'm being honest with you.
Really? I was always thinking, when I was reading the book, Ambrose to me was Alan Rickman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was you say that like I know it.
You know, Snipe from Harry Potter.
Yes! Snap.
Snipe. Ooh. I can't forget it. But Colonel Brandon from Sensibility. Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah. But that was what I was picturing.
Love that guy.
So Ambrose, you know, and each letter comes back and suddenly he's married.
Yes.
And you're like, okay.
Oh.
Whoa, this is moving fast. And, you know, Philip keeps, you know, messaging back and forth. And suddenly Ambrose's letters get slightly weirder and weirder as they go
Ambrose
on.
Ambrose begins to sound like he's lost his mind.
And so Philip travels up to Italy. Mm-hmm. And that is where our kind of story kind of begins.
And unfolds.
It turns out Ambrose is dead.
No. You're dead!
What?
Ambrose!
And Rachel is nowhere to be found. Mm. And you're like, okay, well that's suspicious.
Why are you leaving while he's dead?
Rachel, where you go, girl?
Where you go, girl?
Where did Rachel go?
On a boat.
I don't know, really.
We don't really know.
No, we don't know where she went because there was a lot of different stories told.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, that's suspicious.
That's suspicious.
And, you know, Philip's really mad.
Yes.
And I get that. Mm-hmm. And he returns home and he is feeling rather empty inside.
Well, that's because his only parent died.
Yeah, died again.
That hurt it.
And, you know, this was where I was really on Philip's side.
Yes.
And then our story unfolds a little further because Rachel comes into town.
Yes.
And this is how the story takes place. Now, if you really like stories that kind of leave you... And Daphne du Maurier writes like this.
Right.
I also read Jamaica Inn, which was not one of my favorites.
Okay. Yeah.
But she writes like this. She did it for Rebecca. And this one was very similar in the way it was written. It's kind of up into your interpretation. We read from Philip's point of view, which at times is very untrustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are some things about Philip that get revealed, and you're kind of like, you're kind of a jerk.
Well, that is also what happens if you are a regular reader of these kind of writers. There are several other ones that also do this. Lucy, I'm thinking...
Foley.
She sometimes writes in that way.
Yeah.
Of you're kind of left with only one person's perspective of the whole book. Well, multiple if you're also if you're reading her too.
Yeah.
Is you're kind of left with this moment of, but we're seeing it through this person's eyes and we don't really know if they're telling the truth.
Yeah, and I kind of feel like Rachel herself, who we never read from.
We're only in
Philip's perspective, gets herself into these situations and she doesn't mean to per se.
Yeah.
But it kind of happens. And the story ends with kind of your own perspective of what she did.
Yeah.
I had a different... This was like a really big one for me and you because we both had different perspectives.
Yes.
And I felt very strongly about mine and you felt kind of strongly about yours. Yeah. I love a book in the book, especially for our book club, that we all enjoyed, at least the ones that were at the very last meeting, we all enjoyed, but we all had different perspectives of what we thought of it.
Yeah, I think that's the good thing about, if you're in a book club and, you know, you're kind of like, oh, well, we all didn't agree on that book.
Yeah.
Well, that's the purpose of having a book club is you all don't have to agree on the ending.
No.
Because everyone will constantly have a different opinion, and that's what I love about the group that we have.
Yeah.
Is, yes, we all kind of, oh, well, yeah, I agree with you. But then we also are like, well, I don't think I saw it that way. I didn't see it that way.
Yeah.
That's what I love the most is like when one of the girls in our group says, well, I didn't see it that way. You're like, oh, well, how did you see it? And then you listen to their perspective and you're like, well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And I can always see how some have different opinions. And this book really drew that out. And really, we had some great discussion points at the end of it, you know, for like back and forth.
Random talk.
We love that we have. Because that's kind of how we flow in the book club.
Yes.
But I loved the discussion from this one.
Yes.
It was my favorite.
I still really loved, I really loved the maid.
Yeah. Which we read and we haven't discussed yet.
Not that I am biased because I picked it. Because a lot of girls loved it in our group.
Yeah.
But I also really loved reading his and hers.
That His and Hers was reread earlier in the year.
Yes.
And then this one are my top two favorites.
Yeah, I really enjoyed
it. My Cousin Rachel may be one of my favorites outside the book club.
Really?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
I really loved this because the ending was so much of what I would love in a book. I love in books. Is that ending of like, well, did she? Did they? I don't know.
Yeah.
I love it. That's what I love the most about this book club is we can have all different perspectives on this. And this book left us with so many different perspectives of reading it.
Yeah.
That it just, I loved it. I really enjoyed this one a lot.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to our next one, which we've picked out already.
We have.
Our last book for this season is going to be The Death of Mrs. Westway.
Done by?
Ruth Ware.
Which we read The Lion Game from her, which was a really good book.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to it because the girls that have read that one are talking about reading this one, and we enjoy it. She writes very fast paced.
Yeah, she does.
And I like that, especially as we get into the party season, where we all have a lot of schedules and a lot of things to be done. And so her book is very fast paced.
Yeah, and she has a good way of writing for you to understand what just happened.
Yeah.
I know we talked about sometimes there are little things that happen in her writing, but that's what you read authors for.
Yeah, I mean, I always like to see what kind of author our book club enjoys the most.
Yeah.
And we read The Lion Game of hers. Mm-hmm. I had read two other books by her beforehand. And the first book I read of hers I really liked, but the Girl in Cabin 10 I did not like. The Lion Game falls in the middle for me. I enjoyed it okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of looking forward to this. Actually, I think I've read three other books.
I know.
The Skeleton Key or The Key, Turn the Key.
Oh, the
one about the babysitter.
Guest. Yes, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
We read that one too.
The guest house? No.
No. The one about the key and the babysitter with the smart house.
Yeah, I'll have to look that one back up.
We did that during quarantine.
That one's really good.
That one's a good one. And then I read In the Dark, Dark Wood, which is my most favorite of hers. Mm-hmm. But The Lion Game kind of fell in the middle, but a lot of the girls enjoyed it.
Yeah, and we did a lot of different things.
Yeah, and it's very fast paced. And so those girls are talking about doing this one, so I'm excited about it.
I think it'll be fun because we'll all reunite on that one.
And I love a gothic aesthetic for a book.
I know a friend of mine, her sister read this book and she really enjoyed it.
Okay.
So I'm very excited to read it and also get in the fall vibes while we're reading it.
Yeah, and so it's leading into our fall thing.
That's right.
So, you know, if you're interested, message Libby.
That's
you
know,
find out any details or stuff. We're not picky. No. We're a rather relaxed book club. You can talk to some of our book club members.
Mm-hmm.
We're rather, they have been to the book club.
Yeah.
And have read the books.
Mm-hmm.
We're rather relaxed.
And, you know, if you can't read this one, this upcoming one, there's always next year.
Yeah, and you know, if you have gotten yourself into some events and didn't know how you got there,
you should tell us about it.
Yeah, tell us about some.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll have another podcast episode and we'll share some of your stories.
Yeah, because Lord knows we'll have more.
Yeah, we always get ourselves into things we didn't mean to.
Into something we didn't ask for.
But you know what you could get yourself into?
What?
Especially if you're on Instagram.
Yes, Katie?
You should be following at Libby Farnung.
And at Farnung Metz.
For polls and pictures and all kinds of things.
That's right. Hey, you could be following us on there and let us know your stories of what you got yourself into.
That's right. And you know what? If you're on Facebook,
you should be in the Facebook group, The Ranting Sisters. For memes, polls, updates on what we're going to talk about later on this week.
Yeah.
And hey, you could pick the topic of what we talk about.
That's right, guys. You know, we're just enjoying our time and being, you know, summer happy.
Just trying to stay alive.
Because September's a coming.
That's right. Hey, and if you enjoyed this episode, you should share it on all social media platforms and tag us in it.
That's right, guys. And it's okay to get yourself in things.
That's right. It happens.
It's how you get out that matters.
Just don't end like the book Rachel.
Yeah.
Yikes!
And don't be a Betty Lou. Or do be a Betty Lou.
Pick your Betty Lou.
Pick your Betty Lou. Don't be the Texas Betty Lou.
Just be the Muppets.
Sure.
Bye!